The Pied Piper by Ridley Pearson. For Paige and Marcel, will miracles never cease? Chapter 1. The train left the station headed for nowhere. Its destination also its point of embarkation. Its purpose not to transport its passengers, but to feed them. By early March, Western Washington neared the end of the rinse cycle, a nearly perpetual curtain of ocean rain that blanketed the region for the winter months, unleashing in its wake a promise of summer. Dark, saturated clouds hung low on the eastern horizon. Well to the west, where the sun retreated in a violent display, a glimpse of blue cracked the marbled gray, as welcome to the residents of Seattle as any sight alive. Arrival at the dinner train surprised Doris Schatz. She had thought her husband Paul was taking her to Ivers, one of Seattle's more popular fish house chains. A simple dinner date had presented her with a test of sorts, being that it was her first evening leaving her four-month-old baby girl Rhonda with a sitter. She'd finally decided she could handle an hour or two a few blocks away from home, but an entire evening stuck on a train in the woods was unimaginable, unthinkable. "Surprised?" he asked, displaying the tickets proudly. On the verge of total panic, Doris reminded herself that Julie was an experienced sitter, having taken care of Henry for the last year, as responsible a 15-year-old as one could ask for. Better to give Paul his moment than to start a fight. They'd been talking about the dinner train for years, and Doris had to concede that over the last 9 months, Paul had been a saint. She owed him. "I can't believe it," she said truthfully. "I know."